This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome. Diamonds and silk. Look at you lovely ladies. That's terrific.
We're always strong. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, baby. I want an outsider. Yeah. I don't want an insider.
So still cut the TV on, girl. Donald is announcing he's running for president.
And I did.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we need running our country, baby.
She said, girl, this is going to be our next president.
You know, when I look at Marco Rubio, he may have had a gay lifestyle in his past.
So what? And this is going to be our next president of the United States!
So they better hope he be the nominee.
That's
so
right.
That the Republicans can win an election,
yes.
And we can go ahead and whip Hillary or Bernie.
Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
That's right.
I need a translation.
Well, they're passionate about Trump.
I guess, yeah.
They're very passionate about Trump.
Well, proving that Hillary doesn't have 100% of the blacks, is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. And it's Diamond and Silk. Ever since Trump said he was running, they've been big proponents of him on YouTube and various other places. And they definitely do not fit what they tell you the stereotypical Trump supporter is.
No, not at all. No, I think, you know, but you know, the thing is, this is the thing that cracks me up, Scott. Not, I don't know about you, but, you know, all the pundits and the mainstream media, they're just totally brain bruised over Donald Trump. They're trying to get their arms around him. They're like stabbing in the dark here, trying to figure out who it is that's following him, you know, and why. And it's like, I don't think it's that difficult. Do you?
No, it shouldn't be. Again, they have a narrative that they run with, and anytime they find something that fits that narrative that they want to run with, that's what they promote. And I mean, there's normal people that are supporting Trump. There has to be. He's winning too many things not to have more than just the bad.
Well, all the mainstream media is doing is kind of setting the hook, so to speak. You know, because people are, you know, if they care about something, of course they're going to resist. They're going to hang on. And you know, the mainstream media is saying, well, anybody who follows Trump, just, you know, they're a bunch of idiots. Really? How about your guys? I mean, your guys have got us $19 trillion in debt. Who's the idiot here, you know? But, you know, dare I use comparative facts in order to deal with the reality?
It's politics. Don't let facts get in the way of what the story you're trying to tell.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, the fact of the matter is that most people, see, this is why they checked out and didn't want to be involved with politics, because, you know, it's like the one soundbite you got, you know, from Face the Nation, you know. She doesn't even, you know, she even lies about lying, you know, so it's like, wait a minute, you know, How can you even listen to some of these people? I mean, to me, I find a lot of these people on the national stage who have disqualified themselves and lost all credibility because of their lies. But and this is what's happening across the country, and that's why they don't understand Donald Trump at this point. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it's an honor to have you along with us as we continue to, you know, find the facts, and that's what we want to look at. Find the facts, find the truth, let's make decisions based on the facts and the truth of the matter, and it will go a long way. No doubt that we've been rather confused because of this information world in which we live in. There's maybe some would say too much information. We're on information overload. Well, one topic that we wanted to focus on this particular hour, and I'm glad and blessed that we could have Bill Salas back with us, because last week we touched on a introduction of his book, The Now Prophecies, Disaster in Iran, Destruction of Damascus, Decline of America, The Final Arab-Israeli War. But there's so much to really dig down and get into the Now Prophecies perspective, because we've been hearing about prophecy for, you know, for years and years, and now we're at a point where, you know, when you have Dr. Billy Graham saying we're in the end of the last days, I mean, you know, you got to take note. And more people are saying, wait a minute, these things are starting to fall into place here. What does that have to say about me as a person of faith? What do I need to do to get in line with God's will and His kingdom that is now, you know, coming at us at Mach 5 speeds? And, you know, what other things do I need to anticipate? Because God didn't give us prophecy, you know, just for fun. I mean, there was a definite purpose for why. And, you know, first of all, it would lend credibility to God and what He's all about, as if God needs more credibility. I mean, every day we wake up and we see the sun. You know, I look around and I just see God's creation, and wow, I mean, what more do you need? And I think that's why Jesus at some point, you know, when the all the wise people of the day said, well, give us a sign, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? You've got enough. I'm not going to give you a sign. You got enough signs. If you can't figure it out by now, well, forget it. Bill Salas, by the way, let me introduce and bring him on. A media personality has appeared on major Christian TV networks like TBN, CBN, Daystar, many more. Additionally, he's a conference speaker and the best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, How Israel Becomes the Next Mideast Superpower. And you can go to his website at prophecydepot.com. That's Depot like Home Depot, prophecydepot.com for more information. Bill, thank you for being available to come on and spend this hour with us talking about the Now Prophecies.
Well, Bill, thank you for giving me the opportunity. There's a lot to talk about right now when we talk about biblical prophecy. You know, you've been doing a wonderful job on your show here these last few years, and you're bringing the perspective, the Christian biblical perspective to your listeners, your audience, and that's really critical when we talk about, well, what does the future hold? Because the world is, as you've been talking about, is decaying. It's in a state of chaos, a state of flux. And when the things that are going on in America right now, especially the concerns with this presidential election, which is dominating the mainstream media, it just is indicative of the fact that people are very concerned about their world. And if you sit down and talk to the average guy, and I do this as frequently as possible, and ask them, do you think things are going to get better for America and the world? The resounding answer is usually no, or I think they'll get worse before they get better. So the point I'm trying to make in this interview with you today, Bill, is that, okay, the geopolitical perspective is important. The military analysts, the political strategists, the pundits that they get on the mainstream media, that's important. But in the eyes of the viewer and the ears of the listener, they all want to know your question. So what? So what does it mean to me, and what does the future hold? Will ISIS be an existential threat to America? You know, these kind of questions. Will some super political hero turn this country's future around? That's what they want to know. And bless the souls of those people that are interviewed on Fox and CNN and those places, but they will not be able to give them the future perspective that the listeners and the viewers are looking for, because they don't know the prophecies in most cases. So that's what we're going to bring to them in this interview today.
Well, that's great. You know, you and I, Bill, we had a conference in Southern California several years ago talking about syncing up with God's prophetic clock and his timeline. And this is, to me, what prophecy is all about, is that, you know, it's really black and white. You either are going to be with God or you're going to be against God. You're going to be in rhythm with what God is doing, or you're going to be you're going to pay a big price for being out of sync with God's prophetic clock, aren't you?
Absolutely. And so basically, for your listeners, Bible prophecy is invaluable predictive information outsourced from a loving God with 100% accuracy, and that's really important to note, that is intended to authenticate God's sovereignty, to equip us for the days in which we live as human beings, and three, it can spare lives and it can save souls. It actually can, you can actually witness through Bible prophecy to bring people to know Jesus Christ and into the kingdom of God. It is so important to the Lord that he devoted about a third of the Bible towards it. There's about 31,000 verses in the Bible, and about 9,000 or so of those we would say have been devoted toward Bible prophecy. Now, many of those prophecies have found historical fulfillment, a whole bunch of them at the first coming of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But there are a whole bunch of them that have not found fulfillment yet. And so what we've got to be concerned about, the most important information for any generation throughout all time, was the information, prophetic information, that the Lord imparted for them to have that would find application in their lifetime. And so, for instance, in Noah's case, he was really important to him was to know that there was going to be a worldwide flood, and that he needed to move on that information, and he did. And in so doing, he honored God, and he preserved the posterity of his family as his wife and their three sons and their three wives got on that ark and were preserved. Joseph, at the time of the Pharaoh in Egypt, about 3,600 years ago, he was told there would be 7 years of famine coming, but the good news is it would be preceded by 7 years of plenty. So Joseph and the Egyptian people moved on that information. That was their now prophecy. That was what they had to pay attention to now at that time. Mm-hmm. Another one more example is Jeremiah. Around 2,600 years ago, he was told that the Jewish people were going to go into 70 years of captivity. He needed to prepare them for that, and that was in Jeremiah 25. On the flip side, Jeremiah chapter 49 was talking about now prophecies for our generation, dealing with Jordan and dealing with the Palestinians and dealing with Syria and dealing with Iran. So what's relevant is what's going to happen to us now. What's the information we need to know right now? And that's what the Now Prophecies book brings forward.
Well, you asked the question, what is it that we need to know now?
Well, when we talk about the Now Prophecies, what I do in this book is, first of all, I talk about where are we now on God's timeline. That's very important to put mankind on the prophetic calendar. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Also, what are the events that lack preconditions? In other words, they could happen now at the present time. And because of that, then we need to be prepared as a people now for these types of things. So this is what are the disaster in Iran and destruction of Damascus, the toppling of Jordan, the terrorization of Egypt, the final Arab-Israeli war, the decline of America, the expansion of Israel, the vanishing of the Christians. These are just a few of them that are the now prophecies that we want to explore in this hour.
Well, we're going to break it down coming up right after the break. Stay with us, America. Our conversation with Bill Salas, media personality who's appeared in major Christian TV networks like TBN, CBN, Daystar, and many others. We're talking about the Now prophecies that include the disaster in Iran, destruction of Damascus, decline of America, the final Arab-Israeli war. We're starting to see it all unfold. So what does that mean for us? How do we have to prepare ourselves? That discussion will continue on the other side of the break with Bill Salas. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school. Teachers that taught me.
Hey, we're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with the one and only Bill Salas continues, prophecy expert, author of the book the now prophecies, disaster in Iran, destruction of Damascus, decline of America, the final Arab-Israeli war. You know, for those of you that have had some exposure to prophecy, and, you know, at times what happens, you may go into it for a while because you start to see things, you know, starting to unfold, things that you've studied in the past, and you go, whoa, that's a bookmark to make note of. But the fact of the matter is we're drawing into these last of the last days. It's probably more significant than ever that we sync up with God's prophetic timeline. And Bill, relevant to God's timeline, you know, where are we right now?
Well, and that's really the critical question. You know, we're seeing all the end times signs, the unfulfilled prophecies of the last days, which is a central theme in the Bible, the latter days, the time of the end, this sort of thing. That this earth does have an expiration date on it. The Lord will not allow it to, this planet that generally is Christ rejecting, filled with sin, go on indefinitely without being judged because he's a righteous God. So the theme of the end times is very prevalent. And there's an Antichrist, and there's an Armageddon, and there's a Mark of the Beast, and the 666, and all those things that keep most people awake at night, don't know really what they are, but it makes them really fearful and scary. Well, those are very important prophecies to talk about. But what I'm concerned about, Bill, is what could happen right now in my lifetime that would affect my children and my grandchildren. And I'm interested in all Bible prophecies, but really specifically those. And so, therefore, where are we right now? What are the things that are coming face forward at us at full speed without any conditions? Those are the now prophecies. So where we're at. Dear listener, imagine you've got a 36-inch yardstick in front of you. The two ends are, the monumental events are on the one-inch mark you had in 1948, the rebirth of the nation of Israel. This was when the world hourglass tipped for its final spin. This is what unlocked the door to the opening of all these prophecies of the end times. They're very Israel-centered, and for the most part. So we now have moved our yardstick up to about the 32-inch mark, toward the 36-inch mark. The 36-inch mark, here we are 68 years later since 1948, around 30-inch mark. The 36-inch mark is the other marquee event. This is the event in Ezekiel 38 where the Lord is going to let the world know he's the one true God. It says in Ezekiel 39:7, at the culmination of this major prophecy, which we'll talk about throughout the hour, the Lord says, I will uphold my holy name. I will make my holy name known. In the midst of my people Israel, they shall not profane it anymore, and the nation shall know I'm the Lord. Surely this is the day of which I have spoken. This is a big event. The Lord is going to silence his critics. He's going to, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, he is going to let the world know that that land that Israel is on is not disputed or occupied territory. He's going to shoot what's called replacement theology, that's that teaching within the church that thinks God's done with the Jewish people. He's going to shoot them in the foot because this is where we're headed. This prophecy is forthcoming. It's the one big event, the marquee event at the end of this yardstick here. Prophecies happen on the other side of that, of the yardstick, but we're dealing with where we at right now. So we're around the 30 to 32 inch mark, and Ezekiel 38 is coming. We can talk about what that is in a moment. But that prophecy is, I call it a next prophecy, because the Ezekiel 38 prophecy has preconditions, and we can talk about those. So where are we at now? What's going to happen between now, with the prophecies that have no conditions, to Ezekiel 38, where the Lord is going to let the world know he's God, the one true God of the Bible, not Allah, but the Jehovah, the God of the Bible, who sent Jesus Christ to die for the sins of mankind. Mm-hmm. That's where we're headed. So that's where we're at on the timeline. We're right now around the 30 to 32 inch mark between 1948, one bookend on the left of Israel being rebirthed, and Ezekiel 38 and 39, which, just in a real quick nutshell, dear listener, Ezekiel 38 is a Russian, Iranian, Turkish led invasion, a coalition of nine populations. There's 52 verses in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that are the most descriptive in the Bible. God intended it that way because he gives you all the details of the event, because that's the event, the marquee event. He's chosen to let the world know he's God. They're going to invade Israel. It says in the latter days, they're going to come against Israel for the plunder, the prosperity, the booty that Israel possesses. And Israel's en route to getting that right now. They're a very wealthy country in the Middle East right now. And it says the Lord will stop them, not the Israeli Defense Forces and not America, but the Lord will stop them with an earthquake, fire, hailstone, and brimstone. This is going to be a huge marquee event, and we're almost there. But that's not now. That's next, Bill. So that's just a kind of a quick summary of where we're at. So the question is, if that's coming soon, if we're 4 or 5 inches on the yardstick from that event on a timeline, what are these things we're talking about now? The disaster in Iran, the destruction of Damascus, the final Arab-Israeli war, the decline of America, and the list goes on. That's what we really have to narrow in on.
Exactly. Well, we start to see it in the headlines of the news today. Just as you say, you've got disaster in Iran. They've set themselves up. They're all but nuclear. We see the live footage of Damascus. We know from the Bible that the word says, "And Damascus shall be no more." And you just wonder how much more is there in Damascus right now? Talking about Syria, decline of America. Who would have thought in our lifetime, in the last 10 years particularly, Bill, that America would decline to the level that it is today? I mean, it's lost its moral compass. A one-time blessed nation. We sang songs about being blessed by God, and now the words of Jeremiah Wright seem to be more resounding, that we're cursed by God.
Yeah, and, you know, it is the Lord who establishes nations. We're told this in Acts 17:26. I read this on your program at the end of last week when I was on your show, and it says, "And he, speaking of the Lord, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." So the three primary purposes that the Lord established America was to be a safe haven for the Jewish people. That's why we have so many Jewish people over here, and we still do, although many of them are making Aliyah back to Israel.
Exactly.
Two, to be a beacon of Christianity to the nations of the world. And throughout the church age, America has probably been the greatest sending nation of missionaries out to a beacon of Christianity to the nations of the world. And then three, to be instrumental in the reestablishment of the nation of Israel, which, again, that's that one of those marquee events we talked about on the timeline in 1948. So that's we did those things, and we in some ways still are. But again, now we're turning, we're crossing dangerous biblical boundaries. We're forcing Israel to give up land for peace. We're pressuring them in that area. We've crossed all the moral boundaries. You know, we've approved same-sex marriages. We can't define the biblical definition of marriage with DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. These are Supreme Court cases that have now turned the tide. I mean, we go back 60 years. We talked about this in the other program.
This is the entire nation. This is the entire nation going along with this. This isn't just a state or a county or some city off in nowhere of America. This is a federal mandate now, Bill. This is hugely significant, right?
Well, it is, because you cannot cross the dangerous biblical boundaries that this country has now crossed, especially over the last six decades, which roughly takes us back shortly in that time frame we're in on God's timeline. You cannot cross those without repercussions. You know, and we have historical and biblical examples. The countries that have crossed the boundaries of sexual perversion, idol worship, wickedness, moral decadence, anti-Semitism, those historical examples, those countries and or empires were destroyed. They were judged and destroyed. And so this is what we have to be concerned about. We've got to get away from the thinking that the Lord's sitting up in heaven right now humming the Star-Spangled Banner draped in the American flag. We have punched God in the gut and said, "We don't need you anymore in this country." And that's the concern. So therefore, many of us are concerned. We find in this country application biblically in Romans 1, verses 18 through 32, where God is now giving us over to the lust of our hearts, our vile passions, and a debased mind. These are biblical precedents that I bring forward in the Now Prophecies book, Bill.
Yeah. Well, Bill, you know, you talk about historically the empires and nations before America that have violated, God's moral code and has done, what America is doing. Not one is surviving today, is it?
No, they're not. And you look at the example of Sodom and Gomorrah, 2000 BC, sexual perversion, idol worship, led to child sacrifice, the Northern Kingdom of Israel. They were destroyed in 722 BC by the Assyrian Empire.
Okay, hang right there, Bill. We'll have to pick it up. We're talking about the Now Prophecies with Bill Salas right after this. Stay with us.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Bill Salas, the Now Prophecies, continue. This is so important for us to have this conversation and understand what's going on. You know, as kids, we were taught the Lord's Prayer, and a key verse is there. It says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And we need to understand that this is God's kingdom, and it's up to us to be in alignment with what God is doing. And, you know, I often look at the difference between, you know, our alignment with God versus when we're not aligned with God. You look at the grief to happiness ratio, Bill. And when we're in alignment with God, it goes well. Even in the midst of all the wackiness and suffering we may go through, at least we realize what team we're on. But when we're against God, that's when we're kicking at the goads and frustration and confusion mounts. I mean, if ever America was confused, it is now, because we have, like that one verse in the Bible says, a nation without vision will perish. And that without... you know, will perish, that aspect, that interpretation also suggests that we cast off restraint. And when you look at America today, there's no restraint. As one preacher says, that America has forgotten to blush. We don't blush anymore about the things that happen in our country. I mean, we are, you know, we're a mess right now. And I think, Bill, people instinctively believe that, and instinctively, because God says He places that within us, we know we're off track, and we know we deserve judgment, and some people are walking around with their heads lowered just thinking, okay, when is it going to fall on us, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have three chapters in the Now Prophecies book that are devoted toward America. And I put forward, one of the chapters is called The Decline of America as a Now Prophecy. And I give the biblical, geopolitical, prophetic, and other aspects as to why we should be concerned in America right now. We need to be prepared for the fact that this country is falling from its superpower status. I opened that chapter. I formatted this book so it's an easy understand read for everybody. This isn't just all for the scholarly. This is for every man, woman, and child in this country. I opened chapter 6 talking about the decline of America with a story. I'm having dinner with an in-law, Pastor Dave Barton. And he is taking care of a friend's son who's 12 years old. And the son says to me, because I'm going to a movie after dinner with Pastor Dave, and he says, "Bill, where do you like to sit when you go to a theater?" Innocent question. And I said, "Well, I like to sit," his name was Brent, "I like to sit in the back of the theater so the screen isn't too big in front of me, you know." And he looked at me real seriously and says, "My dad and I always sit in the back." And all the innocence of his question was taken out right there. And I said, "Whoa, okay, why is that, Brent?" And he goes, "Well, because we don't want to get shot from behind." Oh, wow. Now, this is not, and I go on to say in the book, and I said this to Pastor Dave, I said, "You know, this is nothing we would have heard when we were 12 years old in our generation,
exactly.
When Donna Reed and Father Knows Best, we didn't even lock our doors."
Right.
But this is the heart of America right now. This is a dangerous situation. The Lord has been warning this country through remedial judgments dating way back to when our hedge of protection came down with the towers in 2001. We had Hurricane Katrina, the most costliest disaster in our nation's history. We had the mortgage meltdown in 2007, the economic implosion in 2008, BP largest oil spill 2010. We had the worst tornado season 2011. Prophetic voices have been lifted up. Joel Rosenberg, Jonathan Cahn, you name it. There's been a plethora of them. Mark Hitchcock warning this country. And, you know, then ultimately the way the Lord deals with the nation at the end is he gives them the leaders they deserve. And the leader we have right now is, he's pro-homosexual. His attorney general, now it's been adjudicated by the Supreme Court, cannot approve DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. One man should be married to one woman. Has paved the way toward same-sex marriages. Has endorsed and signed on with a nuclear deal with Iran that puts Israel in harm's way. That's very dangerous for Israel. We have crossed all these boundaries, which we talked about in the first segment. Nations and empires across them before have been destroyed for. And the examples we talked about just real quickly, sexual perversion in 2000 B.C., Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of that at the time of Abraham. Idol worship, which characterized the northern kingdom of Israel, ultimately led to child sacrifice. That's how bad it was. And they were destroyed by the Assyrian Empire in 722 B.C. Then there's wickedness and moral decadence, which was characterized by the Assyrian Empire. And they were destroyed by the Babylonians and Medes in 612 B.C. And then ultimately, one of the ones very concerning that we should be concerned about in this country, at the time of Pharaoh with Moses in Egypt, about 3500 B.C., when Pharaoh was trying to kill the Hebrews and the Red Sea episode, and they tried to destroy the Hebrews at the Red Sea. Ultimately, what happened? The Red Sea destroyed Pharaoh and his armies. Anti-Semitism. And so we've got to be real careful in this country. We are walking on a very fine line. And I think America slips from superpower status, and we find ourselves in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 13, in a compromised situation where we're no longer a superpower in a prophecy I was talking about in the first segment. That is the marquee event, the Ezekiel 38 prophecy, and we're in that prophecy, I believe, and I have a whole chapter devoted to how we can know that.
Well, people have taken America standing for granted for so long, Bill, that they may say, so what? So what if America's not a superpower anymore? We don't want to be the police of the world. We just don't want to have the standing in the world that we've had previously. So what difference would it make?
Well, if you look at the historical examples, when a judgment came upon a country for the various reasons we're talking about. Just a real quick rundown of just so we have our rap sheet in front of us for Americans to really look at and step outside of the forest to see the trees, step outside of the trees to see the forest. 1962, Engel versus Vattel, we took prayer out of schools. 1963, Abington School District versus Shemp, we took Bible reading out of schools. 1973, Roe versus Wade, we legalized abortion. Now we've got about a million abortions a year going on since that time. 1980, Stone versus Graham, we removed the Ten Commandments out of the public places. 2003, Lawrence versus Texas, we struck down sodomy laws in Texas, which affected 13 other states at the time. 2013, United States versus Windsor struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. One man should be married to one woman, which is exactly what Jesus quoted in the New Testament, God's model for marriage. 2015, Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court case ruled in favor of same-sex marriages, which crosses all kinds of dangerous biblical boundaries. Well, when those nations and empires crossed numbers of those boundaries, and we've crossed them all, they were destroyed. Now, when you look at the destruction of the southern kingdom of Judah in 586 B.C., when they went into 7 years of Babylonian captivity, those that resisted their now prophecy that they were going to go into 7 years of captivity ultimately got to a point of starvation and was so depraved they were actually eating their own children. They became cannibalistic. So I'm not saying that that's in store for America. But you know what? We can't ignore historical precedent and biblical precedent for what happens when God judges a place. You know, I mean, I don't want to harp on this too long, but, you know, I went out recently and saw that movie Exodus, Gods and Kings, or I think that's what it was called. And I don't necessarily recommend it as a, you know, witnessing tool to someone you're trying to let know about God and Jesus and all that. But what I did notice with the cinematography and the graphics we have right now is when those plagues hit Egypt, this was about time of Moses and Pharaoh, this the setting of the movie. When those plagues hit Egypt, those 10 plagues, man, that took out that whole country in a matter of just a few days, so to speak, or a month or so. If God wanted to destroy a country, there would be no problem with the resources he's got that we're not even aware of to take out a country. And we need to be careful. I mean, what if you have a solar flare or something that has an EMP electromagnetic pulse effect or something like that? You know, most of the younger generation is running around with about 5 cents in their pocket because they're all on ATMs and debit. What if all your electronics goes out periodically? Look at the panic and the hysteria and the such. So what I try to do with this book is just get people to kind of wake up to where we're at as a country, what's going to happen in the world from a biblical and prophetic perspective.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, when you look at the timeline of where we are, the fact that we have crossed these forbidden biblical boundaries, I know some would say, did God say? And that was the same thing that Satan asked back in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? Yeah, God said it. And he meant it. He even said to Cain, he said, look, if you do well, will it not go right for you? And that's where we are, I mean, in this country. And we know instinctively we have not done right. It is not going well for us. And we know that we're in trouble, but we keep wanting to put our head in the sand. We're talking about the Now Prophecies with Bill Salas. We've got more from Bill right after this. Stay with us. America 18 before the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, not only online, we're on your smartphone, over 270 markets across these United States, and of course, via shortwave on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. Bill Salas continues with us as we wrap up this special hour dedicated to his book, The Now Prophecies, The Disaster in Iran, Destruction of Damascus, Decline of America, The Final Arab-Israeli War. Bill, your book points out, you know, these upcoming disasters that are right here. I mean, there's not like, you know, something has to happen. There has to be this perfect alignment of the moon and the stars and everything. You know, we can see these headlines becoming a reality. And then, you know, you've taken us through this timeline, and we're, as you say, on the yardstick about between 30 and 32 inches of our 36-inch yardstick. You know, clearly something is happening here outside of our control. So what are we to do? How do we prepare for these disasters that are
exactly, Bill? And I'm going to kind of sequence how I think these things are going to lay out. And I want to preface it by saying that the prophecies we're going to talk about are end times prophecies. They are the important bits of information, events, world impacting events that the Lord knew would come sometime in the future. That future is about now. I believe it could happen at the present time, these lists of things. And he didn't give us this information to scare us, but to prepare us for what's about to happen. He's a loving God. And this is where we trust the information we've received from the Word of God about these prophecies. So, nuclear disaster in Iran. I'm very concerned about what's happening in Iran right now. There's a prophecy written around 596 BC by Jeremiah in chapter 49. It talks about a time when the Lord would be fiercely angry with the government of Iran because they want to launch something lethal somewhere. The Lord will prevent that from happening. And in the process, you have a major disaster in this prophecy. There's only six verses, and it leads to a humanitarian crisis. Everyone affected by this prophecy will, in the area of Iran, will flee. It says there'll be no nations where they don't flee. Mm. And that's dealing with an ancient territory of Elam, which is where the Bashar nuclear reactor is. It's a nuclear disaster waiting to happen. It's right by the Persian Gulf. very important prophecy to be watching for, Jeremiah chapter 49. I go into it in the book. Now, prophecies. Next one, destruction of Damascus. Isaiah 17 says, someday the city of Damascus will cease to be a city. It will be a ruinous heap. And we find out in Isaiah 17, verse 9, it's caused by the children of Israel. We find out, as we understand the prophecy, that it's in self-defense. It's not the Israeli defense forces acting in aggression, but in self-defense. And we're told it happens overnight. And that type of military technology exists in Israel's arsenal today. That could happen very soon. We're looking at Syria in total shambles right now. And we're looking at Syria is still at war with Israel. I mean, so we've got to be watching that. We look at the concluding Arab-Israeli war in Psalm 83, where Jordan, where the Hezbollah are, Iraq and Syria, where you have ISIS, Jordan, I said Lebanon, Hezbollah, Jordan. Jordan's very fearful of what's going on all around them. You got Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Palestinians, the Hamas. These guys are involved in a concluding Arab-Israeli war, it appears to be, that is about to find fulfillment. That could happen now in your lifetime. The decline of America, we talked about quite a bit. But these are just a few of them. There's a whole bunch more in the book. But ultimately, the one that's there's hope here for the Christians who and people in America who would put their faith in God and the Word of God, because there's a, Jesus is returning to this planet. One, he's going to come and judge the planet in this, what's called the second coming, but also there's this thing, a now prophecy I call the vanishing of the Christians. It's called the rapture bill. And that, there's still hope in this for all of us who have faith in Christ.
Exactly. Well, and that's what people want to, you know, look at it going, wait a minute, with all this doom and gloom and we understand. And I sense instinctively people know that we're about to be judged. It's just a matter of time. It's God's timing. We're not claiming a date and time here. But you start seeing the alignment of these prophecies and you go, whoa, soon and very soon. But we've also known that God is a God of hope. And he gave us these prophecies to give us a future and a hope. And that's what we have to cling to. But yet the call to action for Christians is what exactly, Bill?
Exactly. The so what in the book, I close the book with two chapters. One is preparing physically and mentally for the now prophecies, and the other one is preparing spiritually for the now prophecies. I know that Americans right now are looking for some political superhero to reform this country and get back into the good condition, a blessed condition, and in the eyes of God, etc. And so we want to talk to them, well, how do you prepare for disasters and things like that? And I get into that in the book. But ultimately, it's the spiritual scenario that we have to be dealing with here. We are at the end of the timeline here. The Lord is about to let the world know he's the one true God of the Bible. He has chosen the Ezekiel 38 event. We talked about it, to let the world know that he's the holy God, the holy one in Israel. He's about to do that to give the world a choice between him and who's about to come on the scene, the scary, dangerous Antichrist that the Bible talks about in the end times. We're getting really close to that monumental marquee event where the Lord's going to let the world know he's God. But we also have this prophecy we have to watch for. It's always been an imminent prophecy, and that's the vanishing of the Christians, i.e. the rapture, where it says the Jesus Christ is going to come when his heavenly Father tells him to fetch his bride. Those who believe in Jesus Christ now, and since Christ has come, who they have passed away, the dead in Christ will rise first, it says. And then us who are alive and remain, an entire generation of people alive at the time, will be caught up miraculously, without warning, into the clouds to be with Christ forever. And you, your listeners can be involved in that, which could happen at any given time, by simply accepting Christ as their Savior, because he's coming for those who believe in him. He's pictured as the bridegroom, and his church is pictured as the bride, because shortly thereafter that, you've got the wrath of God that's going to hit this planet, Bill. So what we want to do with this book is let people know, here's the things that are going to happen. They appear to be ready to happen. They're globally impacting. But the good news is you can be right with the Lord. I even show them how to accept the Lord in the book. There's a chapter devoted to that. It's a gift of God, his salvation for us, if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So what we want to walk away with the book and the now prophecies, people knowing, look, there is a hope if you put your faith in God, who's given us this information, not because he's just wants to show off, but because he's going to show up for you in your life right now.
Exactly. And you know, and if there was ever a time, you know, as Charles Finney says, you know, relevant to a revival, it happens most when it's most needed. And again,
you know, the sense that I have in talking with people everywhere I go, Bill, is they go, how much worse does it have to get?
Well, it's right. I mean, what are we waiting for? How many more times? What other signs do we need? What other Supreme Court decisions do we need apart from approving same-sex marriages, which many people would believe that was really sort of the last, that when we've signed our tombstone as this country, Dr. David Reagan of Lamb and Lion Ministries says, remember June 26th of 2015, that is the day America died. Mm. You know, that's when the Supreme Court approved same-sex marriages. So what else do Americans need to know or see? What other signs do they need? They've been given the remedial judgments, prophetic voices. They've got the leaders they deserve. You know, listen, I hope we get the right political leaders and change this country around. I hope we can have a moment where the country repents and comes back to the Lord. But at this point in time, we have got to be prepared for the events that are going to happen with these now prophecies. They could happen at the present time, and that's why this book is very important for your listeners.
Well, again, the sovereignty of God, which you and I have talked about before, Bill, God's in charge. This is his popcorn stand. He's going to do whatever he needs to do. Now, is there a hope? And you and I had this discussion years ago about the Nineveh moment, that could America, you know, change its evil ways? Could it, you know, repent? Could it, in the spirit of, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, return to God? God only knows. And I believe that part of what's holding back his judgment right now is that there are many Christians who are yielded to God, that are seeking, you know, who are seeking his will. And maybe this is holding it back right now. But, you know, it's up to God. I mean, if there's going to be an opportunity for America, you know, to repent. But I agree with you, Bill. It's not going to be found in a political figure. You know, it's not that simple. I mean, we have secularized our country, and we've crossed over these biblical lines, and we have blinded ourselves to spiritual significant issues that are right before us. We're ignoring those, you know, by and large. And I know it's tough for people of faith because they've been conditioned for so long to not participate in the public square, in the conversation. But for those of you who know the truth, I encourage you to speak the truth with boldness, because, hey, we're like the watchmen on the wall, aren't we, Bill?
We are, and I would like your listeners to step outside and look from God's perspective. How do they think God feels about what's going on in this country and about what's going on in this world? If he's going to uphold his holy name through the nation of Israel and done this miraculous event of getting these Jewish people out of the nations of the world into the land of Israel after being abandoned for 1,878 years against all odds, fighting wars against the Arabs, if he's going to use them to uphold his holy name, step outside and say, where is God in this whole picture? What is his perspective? And that's what the Now Prophecies book does, Bill. It lets people look at it from God's perspective.
Yeah, where is God and what is my responsibility, right, Bill?
Absolutely. And I would say to your listeners, God is reaching out to you right now. So if your question is, well, how do I know if what you're saying is the truth? I would say this. You won't know what I'm saying is the truth unless you know the truth. And you can't know the truth unless there's a truth that you can know. And who says he is the truth? Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life in John 14. Ask that question. Find him in your own heart because he's reaching out to you.
And go to Bill's website for more information, Prophecy Depot, like HomeDepot.com, ProphecyDepot.com. Bill Salas, Bill, thank you so much for the Now Prophecies. Appreciate the time, buddy. Lord bless you. That is a wrap for us. We will see you mañana right here, God willing, on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.